fancy espresso machines, and I'm sipping a delicious cocktail. Made with only the premium spirits and mixers with no extra shopping needed, this brand new machine is already a great deal, but we have a better deal. An amazing exclusive offer just for our listeners, because I love it and I know you will too. Already have an early bird discount of $100, and this week only take another $50 off. They'll even throw in free shipping. That's a total savings of $150, but only when you use this code. The only way to get this amazing drink maker with exclusive savings plus free shipping, go to drinkworks.com and use this code, TIM50, at checkout to save $150 off MSRP and get free shipping. Don't wait. This amazing offer won't last, and it's only for our listeners. That's drinkworks.com and use the code TIM50 at checkout. And remember, please enjoy responsibly.
Who's ready for a USDA Prime steak? You won't find USDA Prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA Prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
It's time to get the perfect holiday gift this year. No boring ties or just another pair of socks this time. Give them a chance to shave like me with Harry's Razors. Listeners of the show can get $5 off any Harry's shave set by using code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. It's a great deal for you and for him. Holiday sets start at just $20. That's within Secret Santa limits, and Harry's blade refills are as low as $2 each, so your guy will save money over time. And it comes ready to gift in handsome holiday gift boxes. As a special offer for fans of the show, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets, when you enter inside STL at harrys.com. Plus, you'll get free shipping. Each Harry's shaving set comes with a weighted handle with option to engrave, 5-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, packaged in a handsome holiday gift box. Free shipping ends on December 16th, so act now. Just use code INSIDESTL at harrys.com. That's INSIDESTL.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Comes the high note. She'll hit it. She always does. Yeah. Back when everybody stood up for the national anthem. Good old days. Showtime. By the way, I know that wasn't the national anthem, everybody. Don't email me. I know that, but that's back. That was recorded. Hang on. That was recorded back when everybody stood up for the... Oh, my goodness.
We're like such a bunch of kids.
Girl genitals.
Everybody, except me. I'm the only grown-up in the room.
Name escapes you.
I'm sorry, Tim.
So your name escapes me.
See, that means nothing.
See, you're so wrong. People listen to the whole show. It's like Landoff said. They listen to the whole show.
They do?
Well, if he said it, I agree with it.
Yeah, he said it.
Then I'll go along.
You know, when you were talking about retinal change earlier last hour...
Not rectal, retinal.
No, yeah, but I had rectal problems where my rectal nerve fused with my optic nerve. Now I have a crappy outlook on life.
That joke is 50 years old. At least 50 years old.
And I'm 50, that's the first time I heard it.
Hey!
Before you came on this show, you were sheltered as far as jokes are concerned. Well... Good afternoon. Welcome to the December 4th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by, without a doubt, the greatest replacement window in the history of the world, Window World, the number one seller in the United States. We'll talk more about them as we, you know, get into the thing we call the Playhouse. So we'll give you the website you need to know about. We'll make sure you remember to tell them your AM and the PM. And all that stuff. Is this where I do introductions? I got lost.
Yeah.
Everybody threw me off here. Let me, let's start with our control board operator. 19 years in Great Britain, born here, back here now. 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. Trevor Limestone Limey, Philip, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
And just as we're glad to have Dr. Doug in the studio most Wednesdays now, I like that. It's always a pleasure when we have this guy in the studio, and it tells us that he chose us over heading northbound or southbound or westbound. Bill, what's your middle initial?
C. It's Charles, William, right?
Christopher.
William Christopher.
William job, Christopher Cleveland. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
It's my boy's middle name.
As I what look said, beyond... Yeah. As I look...
Bill?
Oh, my goodness. I'm behaving myself.
Sorry,
we
go
may,
ahead.
We may need to have a break. Take a break here.
Okay, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what did somebody say something?
Or? No, we were just waiting for you to
guess
do
I'm,
the introduction.
I'm, something's bleeding through, I guess, in my headphones. It sounded like somebody was like being disrespectful to me. But
that was John Hadley.
Probably John Hadley, yeah. So let me see. Yes, I looked through the glass, and I see that sitting on the other side there is none other than Dan Strauss, who is in the house with his trouser moves.
He only had a brain.
Boy, we're on top of it today, aren't we, Dan?
That was my fault.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, with over 40 locations. And now, through the end of the year...
I got an email from a listener that said, Frank, how many locations do you think approximately that they have?
They have over 40 locations.
Okay, there you go,
over 40.
Listener.
Who wrote that?
Sylvia Silverman.
Oh.
From Shoveltown. Well,
there you go, Sylvia. Now through the end of the year, they'll give you at least $100 if you move your car loan to First Community Credit Union. It's a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
As we go around the room, I'm looking at a guy who at one time was a meat cutter, and I found out something interesting. He, meat cutters and butchers, they have specific tools that they use. Many of them are very, very sharp, and there are people, not many, who eat beaver. They do. They eat, a lot of people eat things that we don't eat. They eat up in the, Eskimo country, they eat blubber and seal meat and stuff. And for those few customers, he had a special sharp tool he called the beaver cleaver.
It was, beaver.
Well, some of them can be, yes. And there's so much more. You know, just when you think you know it all, I learned that he had that special piece of equipment. He was more than a meat cutter, though. He worked at Denny's, he worked at Wendy's, he worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken. He sold knives door-to-door, not cleavers, just regular knives. He was a beer vendor at Busch Stadium, a roller rink DJ, an investigative reporter for a crime magazine. But today, and this is all that really matters now, he's head of research for the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. He's in charge of resetting our digital clock. Now, let me check the time. It's 5:19, 15, 16. I'm going to place a quick call to the Naval Observatory. Mm. Hang on 1 second here.
Naval Observatory.
Yes, this is Frank Opinion, Large Morning Show in the afternoon. 5:90, the fan. How are you?
I'm not going to look at me for you, Frank.
I just want to check the time. Tim Woodman's in charge of our digital clock. He shows
519-40-42-43.
44-43. Sir, he is right on the money.
All right. Hey, thank you so much.
Anytime.
Well, there you go. That confirms it. He's doing that job correctly. He's also our newsman, our news director, author of the book Bad Mood, Good Mood, and what else? What else? One other thing. Yeah. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
You bet. His name doesn't escape me. It's Johnny Londoff. I'd like to say hello and thank you to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, located off Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. They'd love to put you in a new Chevrolet or any pre-owned car on the lot. And earlier on the show, Johnny Londoff himself announced for the rest of the month, all customers get GM employee pricing on any car on the lot.
That's huge. That's big.
Give them a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800 or shop online 24/7 at Londoff.com. And if you call them or email them, please make sure you let them know your AM and the PM at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Absolutely. That AM and the PM thing is so important. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Jimmy Carter, released again from the hospital. He's at home recuperating. I spoke to him earlier this morning, and I will play you a little bit of that later. But, Rat Boy, I wanted you to know that when I spoke with former President Carter, I said, my goodness, you're 95 years old. And everybody asks this, but what is the secret? Some people say a glass of wine a day, or I eat, I'm a vegetarian, whatever. What is the secret with you? And you know what he told me he eats every day? What do you think it is, Rat Boy?
Cheese.
That's exactly right. That's what he told me in a personal phone conversation. And I do have his cell phone number. He's a good friend of the show, and I'll play you part of that in just a little bit. And he also mentioned to me, he asked about Bruce. He said, I hope you still have that Bruce Limperist and you play that. Well, you bet we did. And I played him a little recording of Bruce over the phone, and that lifted his spirits, and I think he feels even better after that. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he was back in the hospital?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
And he's just got out. He's home this morning.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, at 95, you're going to be in and out, I think, a lot of the hospital.
Hey, I just received this voicemail. Listen to this here. Hold on.
Does the name escape you, or do you know where it's from?
No. Hold on.
Your iCloud account has been breached. So do not perform any online activities. Press 1 to connect with Apple support.
Well, you better do that.
Oh, I know.
I hope you did that.
No, I didn't.
What did you do, friend?
I didn't, because
No, let me tell you, listen to Tim. You need to give them, right now, you need to give them your Social Security number.
Everything.
You need to give them your date of birth.
I know.
Why were you checking
Medicare,
your messages while we're on the air?
And your debit card number.
My phone was ringing.
All your credit card numbers and the security code. All the credit card numbers and that three-number security code on the back. Get them to them immediately, or you're not going to have any iCloud.
I know. Crazy.
Mm. Man, get on that before time runs.
I hate to be you.
If they call back, if that number calls back, I'll answer it on the air, because it is a scam, and I'll you can walk through it with me.
You have to tell them we're on the air, though.
Huh?
Do you have to tell them we're on the air?
They're scammers.
I don't care. It's still, you know what would happen? Our luck. They're scammers, and then we get fined and kicked off the air.
No, hang on a second. Isn't that Missouri law, though? We're fined because...
No. That's recording, not broadcast. You're supposed to put anybody on the air who doesn't know they're being put on the air, or who hasn't given you permission to air it later. That's different than recording.
Answer the phone like this. Hello, this is Dan. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, this is Dan. You're on the air. Yeah, my last name's on the air.
Yeah, your last name's on the air.
Hey, you know what I did the other day? I got the biggest kick out of this. I had to call. I don't remember what it was for, like technical assistance or technical support or something. And I got one of those guys who said, my name is Michael. And I've done this before where when he said, hey, my name is Michael, how can I help you? And here's what I said. Well, I'm having trouble with my... I did the same voice he was doing back to him, and he didn't even phase him. He just... I don't know. Maybe he figured that's the way I talked. I said, well, that's a coincidence, because my name is Michael, too. And here's my problem. Anything? And, you know, answer the question. I hung up. I just enjoy messing with those people. And by the way, try to keep them on the phone as long as you can.
Yeah.
Because I think they're supervisors... You know, they watch that stuff, and they clock on me. We spent too much time with one customer. So screw up their lives and get them fired if you can. And now back to our sponsor, Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America. My windows, I think, are pretty good. I don't need replacement windows now. Maybe you don't. Most of you listening right now don't. Stay in that house long enough and you will. You'll need windows. And then I saw yesterday a TV commercial. I'm going to name the window. And it said during this sale, you could get $380 off each window. I'm thinking, how much must these windows cost? These windows must be $1,000 a piece. If the sale is taking $380 off of each window. Folks, you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay that kind of money for a good, solid, dependable window. Now, if you want to impress somebody and have them see a sticker on the window that says, and I'm not going to name names, but some highfalutin, fancy, high-priced window, so they'll know you paid a lot for your windows, okay. I don't think most people are interested in that. Most people are interested in the same thing across the board when it comes to cars or windows or whatever, and that's value. Getting the most they can for the money, excluding junk. And you can always get junk at a low price, but when you can get quality at a low, that's called value. That's what Window World is, and that's why they're number one, and why they were number one, my goodness, when they'd only been around about 10 years. They're only 15 years old, and they've been number one for a few years now. Good housekeeping, seal of approval, lifetime warranty, what's not to like? All we ask is that you include them. You can talk to other window people if you want. Fine, knock yourselves out, but include Window World. And when you do, tell them you're AM in the PM, number one in the country. That's a big deal. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota,
Winslow. He's in the house.
Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa,
he's been everywhere. He's here today. He's brought to you by, who did I just talk about?
That's Window right. World.
That's right. That's your sponsor, Mr. Window World. And again, the website to go to find out more, and I hope you will, is windowworldstlouis.com. Would you please say hello? And I mean it this time. Let him know with your applause how much he's appreciated. Bill Clavlin.
Thanks, everyone. Happy holidays. Yeah,
you stepped on your own applause.
I can talk to them. They're my people.
I guess you're excluded.
They're my
people. You can talk over them, but we'd be disrespectful.
That included.
You just told how are you doing today?
I'm good. So I'm going to talk a little bit about... first, let me start with this. So if people are looking this holiday season to give the gift of travel... Hang on, I got to clear my throat. Never fails.
Dan, light a candle.
So I guess it depends, I guess, on your age, but for the most part, it seems more and more people, they want experiences. Instead of just, hey, we'll set you up with a trip to, whatever, Branson or Indianapolis or Phoenix or whatever. But people now, they seem, maybe this is because of the internet and people are into, you know, Instagramming and showing people what they're doing. So it's all about now experiences. Bill. That is what people want when it comes to travel.
That will never not be funny. Yeah. That's just always going to be funny to me.
And so I was looking at some different experiences that people can have, and maybe I'll sprinkle in a few of these as we work our way toward Christmas. But the one that I'm going to mention today... I don't know that I would personally do this, and I don't know if anybody in this room would do it either, but one of the experiences I found that you can have is going to rodeo school.
Oh, rodeo school?
No, yeah. Is this rodeo clown school?
No.
I'd do
this
that,
is a rodeo school. One of them is actually, I mentioned Branson, is in Branson. There are, I want to say, 8 or 9 of this particular school that I'm talking about, and I think there are other businesses.
I'm with Limey. I think this is a great idea.
Yeah, this would be fun.
It seemed interesting. So
whatever you do, don't Google rodeo sex.
I will not.
Don't do it.
I will not.
Don't do it, folks.
Don't do it.
Heed the warning. We tried to warn you about Lemon Party. A lot of you didn't listen. What was that other one? The ice cream thing or something? What was that about?
Oh, my goodness.
Name escapes me.
So the rodeo sex. The schools typically are 3 days. So you go in the first day. It's a lot of, you get there at 8 o'clock and you just, they're teaching you as much as they can before you actually get on an animal or work with any live animal. And then you basically, you go to town. And what I love about at least this particular business.
You go to town. What are you
Well, that's a phrase. Like you
animal?
Get on it. I love the quote that they have on their website, though, as they're explaining all of the specifics about the school. And it says, and I quote, "Don't come into this thinking that rodeo is T-ball. It's not anything, you know, remotely close to that. This is, you know," and they obviously cannot guarantee that you will not get hurt.
Where is
that
this,
sort of thing.
Where's the school?
Well, they have Branson. Them all over the country, but one of them is in Branson, Missouri. And it is called the Sankey Rodeo School. And so Sankey, S-A-N-K-E-Y. That's a man's last name. He was apparently he's not dead. He's like one of the top four rodeo people in the country.
I bet you have to sign a release in case you fall the wrong way and break your neck or
you
something.
You can bank on
crush
that.
Crush your testicles on a bucking bull. You could crush your testicles.
Does it teach you how to be a rodeo clown too, or just?
I did not see the rodeo.
Oh,
clown
I do know for a fact there is a rodeo clown school because I actually at one time knew a guy who was a rodeo clown.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's really involved so that you go through and you do all these things and they videotape you and then afterwards you go with an instructor and you will watch yourself on video and they will critique you and they will show you what you've done wrong and ways to improve and that sort of thing. So a lot of schooling, a lot of experiences just in 3 days. I don't know that it would make you a professional necessarily after you leave.
I think if nothing else, you would have a more of an appreciation because there's so much more to it. It's like NASCAR. You know, there's so much more to it than most people think of watching cars go around. No. There's a lot that goes into this, the physics of it.
Frank, have you ever ridden a mechanical bull?
Yep.
I've ridden a bucking wild bronco when I was about...
A live one?
In Tennessee, I helped a guy who broke horses. I helped him for about a week.
Your ex-girlfriend doesn't count.
Oh, my.
I was 12.
I said ex-girlfriend. Okay. Thank you.
Job security.
This was his summer job. He broke horses, and so he asked me if I wanted to go along. I did for about a week. I'm not kidding. I was so sore I couldn't get out of bed, and I thought, I'm going to die if I keep doing it. I couldn't keep it up. It was brutal. So, no, I've not ridden a mechanical bull. I've not even ridden a real bull, but an actual bucking wild horse. Yes, I would ride the mechanical bull only because I know you can control. There's an entry level sort of slow, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I would, but I think I'm too old to do that.
And when you fall off, don't they have like that padded?
That doesn't work. Let me tell you something.
It doesn't matter if you fall.
The mat doesn't matter because you still feel pain. That's what made me have an appreciation for pro wrestlers, which we all know is fake. But these guys.
What? Hold on, the winning of the matches
is rigged, but they're doing the backflips. That is.
No, these guys bruise. And I rode a mechanical bull one time, and I fell in about 2 seconds, and I'm fat. And let me tell you.
No.
Pain is real. The pain is real.
How do you think that bull felt?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, I wouldn't have said that. See, I wouldn't have said that.
That was good.
Couldn't help it.
Her last name was Cleveland.
Are there still? I guess there's still clubs with the mechanical bulls.
Yeah. Western clubs.
There's one.
And you got to sign some kind of waiver because my
Ballpark
goodness.
Village.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you can
Ballpark
get hurt.
Village is one.
I have only been to. I think I've been to two rodeos, but the biggest one that I went to actually is the biggest rodeo in the country. And it's the Texas Rodeo. It's in Houston. So I had a pass and I got to go down and watch. I was in the area where they have, you know, the horses and all the animals come running in and they're running. I mean, so, you know, tons of activity. And I'm not like a PETA person or anything like that, but it was very uncomfortable for me to watch the way that they handled those animals and just they were like beating on them to get them to. You know, get excited and to be jumping around and, you know, get them riled up before they went out onto the, you know, arena floor.
Well, you know, the bulls, how they do the bull. I think it's similar to the horses. they have that strap around their testicles and their boys.
It's not, it's
and
not everything. Really around their, what? Not their testicles.
It? Where is
it's
it?
Close to they, it. They, it's close to it. It. It's
they
uncomfortable.
Pull that
for
thing
them.
Up and
it's a cinch strap, and yeah, it's in the hind quarters, but they don't squeeze their testicles
Wiener.
With it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay, so my laptop is about to die here, so let me do this quickly before it goes out. So I have a few rodeo terms. So I'll say the term and you tell me if you know what it is. Because maybe okay. you do, maybe you don't. And I'm learning these as we are live on the air, I'm learning these just along with you guys. All right. Okay. So this is an easy one I would think. A chute. What is the chute?
That's where the bull or horse comes out.
Yes, that's the pin that holds the animal. It's not trivia. Animal safely in position. Okay.
Frank.
No, we're not.
I'll try to.
What about, what is a hooey?
Limey.
Yes, limey.
That is the bucket that the clowns jump into.
Nope.
Ah, well.
Hooey.
Right.
Brilliant.
So a hooey, that is the knot that a cowboy uses to finish tying the calf's legs together and tie down roping.
All right, ooh. So I was close.
And I will say that actually is very impressive to watch. I don't know how nice it is for the animal, but it's pretty wild to watch that in person. Okay. How about a blank strap.
Flank strap, that's the thing that makes them buck.
Limey.
Yes.
That is a strap that goes across the flank.
Encourages the animal to kick out behind itself rather than rear up.
What did I just
up.
Say?
Mm-hmm.
What
I'm just reading say? The actual definition.
It was a buck. I already answered. Didn't Limey jumped in?
Oh, sorry.
You said blank strap. It's called a flank strap.
He didn't say
that's
blank.
That's what I said.
I said blank
he said
strap.
Flank.
Yeah, he said
flank.
Tape.
That's what I said. Your ears it's a strap that goes across the flank.
He said flank.
I was right.
Somebody needs a hearing test.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'd like to think that one day I work on a show where everybody gets along with each other.
Fun with that.
That's never going to happen.
Find another station.
Find another country.
Out. What is a pigtail?
Huh? Oh, I used to know this.
Is that a rope knot?
So it's a piece of string attached to the barrier that breaks if a timed event contestant's horse exits the box too soon.
Disqualified.
I'll do one more. Nodding. N-O-D-D-I-N.
Oh, Tim. I know this one.
Yes.
That's when the cowboy tells the gate opener that he's ready to go.
That is absolutely correct.
Oh!
He gives him
somebody actually
one
did write a mechanical
zero to zero to zero
good
to
job.
Zero.
So, we're not really keeping track. So, if you haven't been, I would suggest, I think everybody should once, at least once in your
life. I agree.
See a rodeo.
I've been to a couple, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. I go to the one in Jeffco every year. It's pretty cool.
Oh, there you go.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. Happy holidays. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road.
What? Happy whoa. Hang on a second.
Happy
hang
riding.
On a second.
We don't say that.
Are you
on
one of these people here that's fighting? Well, that's in the war on Christmas.
No.
Do you have an issue with Christmas?
Not at all.
Why did you say happy holidays?
Yeah,
then?
Man, summer down over there.
Christmas. Say it right now. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas. Just say it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you,
jackass.
I'm sorry.
You're gonna be on this show. You're gonna be on this show.
But
yesterday,
we're halfway.
Merry Christmas.
We're between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's just throw it off.
No. Huh? It's Jesus time now. You say Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you, Limey.
It's Jesus.
I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. You know they're the number one seller in the country. I hope you know their website, windowworldstlouis.com. When he just said, it's Jesus time, all of a sudden I heard the Miller Beer commercial. Now comes Jesus time.
Well, with that nose,
now
he
comes
might have
Miller time.
With that nose, he might have a little Jewish in him, and they don't believe in Christmas, so you might got to watch yourself.
Ooh,
I
wouldn't have said that.
Jesus was
that.
Jewish.
I kind of want to dump that out.
Well,
Bill, you're a friend. I wouldn't have said that.
Thank
that
you, Frank. I appreciate that.
A reminder, 4 o'clock hour tomorrow, Scott Sherman will be here, without any doubt, the most instantly successful segment we've ever had, and it continues to be very, very popular. He will give out free legal advice tomorrow if you call in the 4 o'clock hour. A reminder about that. Also, Jimmy Carter, as we mentioned, back home today. Released from the hospital again. I spoke with him this morning.
Jimmy Carter.
And I'm sorry.
Nothing.
What? What, Limey?
I didn't say anything.
I'll actually play you me making the call. So here I am calling this morning. Jimmy Carter, our satellite went down. Normally I talk to him by satellite. So here, let me just play it for you.
Can I help you, Dr. McCarter?
President Carter, it's Frank O'Pinion.
Hi, Frank, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you? I just came back home from the hospital.
I got to get McCarter before I press the United States. I'm back in home from the hospital. I'm feeling pretty good. Thanks for calling, checking in. I appreciate it.
All right, President Carter, thinking about you. Thanks for being a friend of the show.
Anytime.
Wow. Oh, President, how come you didn't yell at him about his crappy phone quality like you yell at the rest of us?
Because he's old. Because he's old.
He used to be a president.
Yeah. What was his name again? Old. I can't remember.
It escaped me.
What was wrong with him this time?
I think last time it was a brain. They had to really pressure on his brain.
That's right.
And I forgot what this last time was. He had the flu or pneumonia or something. I don't know. Your old things are just going to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm in a store the other day, and there was wine in a can. That doesn't sound right to me. Do you ever think that certain things taste weird in a can? Like, I don't want milk in a can. Milk. I don't want that.
No.
So I never heard of that. $15. It was $15 for a 4-pack of canned wine. There's just nothing about that sounded right. Now, without our head of research touching anything or looking this up, when you hear Washington, D.C., District of Columbia, I never did really realized this until yesterday. For some reason, I just looked it up. I was thinking about it. District of Columbia. Why don't they just say that the White House is in the District of Columbia? Why do you think they have to say Washington District of Columbia?
I don't know why it's called a District of Columbia, but I know that it's separate from the United States. We know that.
But I'm saying, why Washington, D.C.? Why not just D.C.? And I'll tell you why. Washington is not the only town in the District of Columbia.
Hmm.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
it's Georgia.
I didn't know that. A little bit of Virginia and Alexandria. There's an Alexandria that's in the District of Columbia and a piece of Virginia.
Wait a minute.
And
Alexandria.
Georgetown. Yeah, it's called Alexandria District of Columbia and Georgetown. Hmm. I didn't know that. So now you know because of the learning show. Well, I'm going to ask you, so that we don't forget about it, to grab the Brenda Lee warning.
Got it.
Folks, we don't do this but once a year, and I think it's important. And I think when you get to the point where nobody stands up and takes a stand, we're in big, big trouble, and somebody has to do this. So we've taken it on ourselves. This, just play the part of the, and it's a song everybody knows, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Dan, how long have we done this? 25, 30 years?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, at least.
And it still continues to be played in malls. Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, and then let's play the part where she talks about some effing pie. Go ahead.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
No, man.
Filthy. No. Filthy and unacceptable. Now, Eartha Kitt. I don't know if you have isolated the dirty part of Santa Baby. Do you have just the dirty part, or do we need to play...
Well.
Well, folks, I hate to have to do this. I hope there are no children listening. But
all right, I got it.
Somebody has to. Here we go, a Santa Baby. Oh, cause we do have to play the whole thing.
Yeah, sorry.
It's called Santa Baby. Maybe later you can just isolate the dirty part.
Sure.
For next week or something.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
I've heard this re-recorded, by the way, by other people.
She did.
Explicitly filthy.
No.
It's almost like she's not trying to even bury it. She wants it out there loud and clear. What she has Santa doing is just disgusting.
Santa Baby, a 54 convertible to light blue.
Light blue.
I'll wait up for you, dear.
And part of the way she gets away with it is that little kitten voice. She fools people.
On the chimney tonight.
Here it comes. What he's doing is disgusting.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed.
See, kiss. She makes it seem so innocent. Just kiss him.
I could be just as.
Here's what she wants him to do right here.
If you check.
Oh my goodness.
Come on, Eartha.
Unnecessary.
Thank goodness you're dead.
Oof. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays, everybody. And now here's some more filth for you.
That's your candy cane, Santa.
Yeah, here's some more filth for you. 590 The Fan, your filth show. You don't hear us playing that music. The when somebody says an artist is streamed, I'm assuming that's a Spotify, Pandora, online websites, apps, whatever. Artist's music is now streamed more than it's like purchased in a store or whatever. Who do you think is the most streamed artist of the last decade? With 28 billion downloads.
Wow.
28 stream, 28 billion times.
Classic artist.
I'm going to say Taylor Swift.
See, I'm going to say that as well. I don't think it's somebody who, in my right, deserves it. It's going to be somebody stupid like Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran, or Taylor Swift. But I'm going to go with Dan, and I'll say Taylor Swift.
I'll say the Beatles.
I wish.
In the last 10 years, go ahead, Tim.
I don't know. I have no guess.
With 28 billion streams, downloads, what do you want to call it? Drake.
Drake?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hang on a second.
How much money must that guy be worth?
Wow.
Oh, my. If you got a quarter for every time your music is streamed, my goodness.
Oh, I think they get like a fraction of a penny.
Yeah, I think it's like a tenth of a penny. Yeah.
Whatever it is,
like
multiply it by 28 billion. And that's what he gets. Tomorrow, you know what? I got to get to the joke. This joke deserves. Thank you, Brittany, for asking for this joke. It's been a long enough time. We need to do it. And I think, by the way, this is one of Dan Strauss's three or four favorite jokes. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This is the story of a woman in a small town who is what they used to call loose, easy. She sleeps with everybody. She slept with most of the husbands in town, everybody on the police department, the fire department, and the gossip daily about her in the diners, the cafes. She calls herself Nookie Green. And Nookie Green is about as loose and easy as any woman has ever been. And the women in town hate her. And the last place you'll ever expect to see Nookie Green is in church. Until one Sunday morning, while the congregation is singing a hymn and the choir director is in front of the congregation, they're singing, the back doors to the sanctuary open, and in walks a woman who's wearing a green dress, a green coat, green shoes, green stockings, a green hat, green gloves, green purse, green emerald earrings, a green necklace, green watch band, and she walks down the aisle and sits right in the front pew, right in front of the preacher. And everybody's looking and turning and whispering, and the people are singing, and the choir director is directing. And then at one point, as she sits down in the front pew, with her legs crossed, she uncrosses her legs. And one of the deacons who's seated up on the platform, that riser where the preacher is, as she uncrosses her legs, he leans over and whispers to the preacher, he said, Pastor, is that Nookie Green? And the preacher says, no, I think it's just the way the light's hitting it through the stained glass.
Let's get a check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. A crash reported northbound 270 near 64, and then we have an accident northbound 270 before Page, blocking the right lanes. Accident southbound 55 at Rivas Barracks, and east and westbound Manchester east of Clarkson, there's a crash. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique. But you're not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Christmas can be difficult for many families. Help local toy drives and donate to the many children who may not have gifts this holiday season. Lisa Atkins, Remax Platinum, serves the St. Louis area with pride. We are a Homes for Heroes agent, providing discounts and funding programs for veterans in our community. If you're buying or selling real estate, look to a name you could trust. Call 314-324-6219 or visit online at lisaatkins.com. Like Lisa on Facebook. That's Lisa Atkins, Remax Platinum, encouraging everyone to donate toys this holiday season.
When I need to unwind, there is only one thing that can hit the spot, an ice-cold whiskey cola. And whenever I'm at home, my DrinkWorks drink maker is ready to roll. One push of a button, just like those fancy espresso machines, and I'm sipping a delicious cocktail. Made with only the premium spirits and mixers with no extra shopping needed, this brand new machine is already a great deal. But we have a better deal, an amazing exclusive offer just for our listeners, because I love it, I know you will too. Already have an early bird discount of $100. And this week only, take another $50 off. They'll even throw in free shipping. That's a total savings of $150, but only when you use this code. The only way to get this amazing drink maker with exclusive savings plus free shipping, go to drinkworks.com and use this code, TIM50, at checkout to save $150 off MSRP and get free shipping. Don't wait. This amazing offer won't last, and it's only for our listeners. That's drinkworks.com and use the code TIM50 at checkout. And remember, please enjoy responsibly.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
That's right, fruit of the vine. Nobody appreciates Mother Nature's fermented beverage more than this guy. His name is Mike Evans. He's in Dallas, Texas, and he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley, east of most all that other stuff. Now, most stores sell a lot of gift cards this time of year. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse sell gift cards all year long, thousands of them. And, of course, this is a perfect time because a lot of people don't even think of gift cards till the holidays. But think beyond that. Certainly now, but all of next year, because a lot of people do. They sell thousands of gift cards every year. Closed only on Monday. Yes, you need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. It's that good. It's that popular. And I would suggest them for lunch at Annie Gunn's as well. And when you do dine at Annie Gunn's, please go next door to the Smokehouse Market. Would you please say hello to Mike Evans, everybody? Hello, homie. Hello, Homer. Ooh. That was a rip.
Tasty.
Yeah. What's going on?
Well, our pop quiz question today, name the name of the celebrity who was really good friends with Mr. Rogers. He's a great golfer, snowboarder, goes to every Katy Perry concert.
Who wouldn't?
And has season tickets to the Pittsburgh Steelers football games. Is it Michael Keaton? Michael Richards? Michael Douglas, Michael Shannon, answer in a minute. Got some love nuggets, man. Huh? Dwayne The Rock Johnson says, never you mind where he's going to get the 100-million-year-old dinosaur bone that he'll make into a wedding ring for his bride.
What?
But he's... I don't know. Where's he going to find that? I don't know how that... R. Kelly's attorney have quietly asked a judge in New York again for bail for their rapist client, citing that it's Christmas, that he has no passport. He'd be willing to wear a security bracelet. The judge said, hell no.
That's called being mean. It's the holidays.
Yeah. Terrible. Yeah. R. Kelly faces 13 felony counts, including rape, enticing a minor under 16 for sex, child pornography, obstruction of justice, and a lot more. Ooh. R. Kelly will remain in prison until he goes on trial May 20, 2020. He's looking at 140 years in prison.
Whoa. That's a long time. That's wow. a long time.
Oh, oh. Piece of cake.
Odds and Ends, Modern Family's Eric Stone Street has turned down every movie and TV script, not looking at any. He says he can not look doing to do any work so he can spend more time hanging out with his Kansas City Royal baseball team, which he has bought a piece of.
Which nice. One is which one is he? I watched
He's the tall one, the tall fat guy from Modern Family.
Oh, okay, okay.
All right. Eric told his agent that he'll be spending all spring training traveling with his new team. Good for him.
Yeah, he can do it.
Good. It is true. Willie Nelson has given up smoking the doob, hitting the pipe.
And there's always a however in life.
Willie has segued to pot gummy bears. Same punch, a lot less lung damage. Carrie and Kelly are new neighbors. Carrie and Kelly. Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Lives in an 11,000 square foot, 10 acre horse ranch outside Nashville, Tennessee. And over Thanksgiving, Kelly Clarkson.
Does she get one?
No.
Moved into a 20,000 square foot mansion just a mile away. American Idol been very, very good to them.
Yes.
Was she the first winner, right?
Yep.
Kelly Clarkson was, yeah.
You should know that we spend 78,000 hours of our lives watching television. Yeah. 78,000.
Sounds about right.
How many days is that?
A lot.
Divided by 24.
Four.
People in Los Angeles spend 120,000 hours driving their cars. I think it's a lot of waste of time. What do you think?
Maybe. Do you know how many times a day you blink? This is not a joke. I just read this. The average person blinks how many times a day? Mike?
1,000.
Anybody else?
I'll say 5,000.
I'll say 5,001.
19,200 times a day, and that's sleeping 8 hours a day.
Ooh. Yeah. Dan was close.
I've never blinked in my life.
What?
What's impossible?
Well, I just said, I don't know. Kris Jenner.
Wait, okay, right on.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes,
sorry,
it takes me a second.
Is a great cook, and her Christmas menu sounds fabulous, also quite expensive. Includes dry, aged, bone-in ribeye, $35.99 a pound. Wow. Medallion of duck foie gras with black truffle.
1 minute.
$40 a pound.
I'd bone in her.
Rogue cream. Always taking some deed, aren't you? Rogue creamy blue cheese, $40 a pound. Fresh lobster flown in from Maine, $60 a pound. Bon appetit. All right, Dan. So this guy goes to all the Katy Perry concerts. Good friend of Mr. Rogers. Goes to all the Steeler football games. As a golfer. Is it Michael Keaton, Michael Richards, Michael Douglas, Michael Shannon?
I'm going to say Michael Richards. I don't see any of them others.
I'm going to go Keaton.
I'll say Keaton also.
I am going to make it 3 out of 4 Michael Keaton.
The answer is Michael Keaton.
Yeah. Didn't only one of us. Limey, you didn't get it. I'm sorry. Sorry you're not among in the winner's circle today. Thank you all for being with us. Scott Sherman tomorrow in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll be here. Hope you will be too. Please thank a police officer or a firefighter every chance you get. They would really appreciate that. And have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead in your mind. Miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
590 The Fan, with your local talent covering your St. Louis team. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Fox Sports trending now.
USC Athletic Director Mike Bone confirming head coach Clay Helton coming back next year. As consolation, though, Bo foresees other staff changes and will divulge more resources to the program. Colorado State is divorcing themselves from head football coach Mike Bobo. Bobo went 28-35 in 5 years with the Rams. Online car shopping can be confusing, but not anymore with True Price from True Car. Now you can know the exact price you'll pay for your next car, so visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. College hoops on FS1. Penn out of the Ivy League has taken it to the number 23 team in the land, Villanova. They are tied at 23 with the under 8-minute timeout, and Quakers Ryan Butler has 9 points. The Colts have claimed kicker Chase McLaughlin off the waiver list from the 49ers. This move comes after Adam Vinatieri is suffering from a knee injury. I'm Brian Fenley.